The 2002 baseball season began Sunday night at 5:05 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in Disneyland, which is appropriate given the state of big league sports these days. Left-hander Jared Washburn of the hometown Anaheim Angels is scheduled to throw the first pitch to a fellow named Milton Bradley, leadoff hitter for the Cleveland Indians. That will commence Game 1 of Major League Baseball's 2,430-game regular season schedule. That's a lot of games. Joining us to talk baseball is Stefan Fatz, a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, John.
It's been a long off season. Congressional hearings, talk of labor strikes, team economics. So let's talk about the part of baseball they do in the stadium. What are the big changes on the field this coming season, Stefan?
Well, one of the big changes is going to be who's not on the field. This will be the first season since 1981 without a player named Mark McGwire, Cal Ripken, or Tony Gwynn, or a manager named Tom Kelly of the Minnesota Twins, all of them retired. And we're going to get to see some different matchups in interleague play when the teams from the National League and the American League face off. This year, one of the best ones is going to be the Yankees. So the New York Yankees are going to get to play their old New York friends, the Brooklyn, I was about to say Brooklyn Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the San Francisco Giants.
That should be great.
And we'll also get to see if baseball can get its teams to do what they've been trying to do for a long time, which is get games shorter. They average about 3 hours in length, and it's been a concern for a while. This year, Major League Baseball is threatening fines for teams that don't follow some new rules. Pitchers are going to have to throw the ball within 12 seconds of the batter stepping up to the plate. A batter now has to leave two bats in the on-deck circle in case he breaks one. And the funny thing, though, is that there was a poll in USA Today this week. Fans don't really seem to care if games are 3 hours or 2 hours and 50 minutes.
The New York Yankees came into the season with, not surprisingly, the biggest payroll in baseball, $123 million. Should we bother playing the season or just give them the World Series?
Well, they didn't win it last year. Let's not forget. The Arizona Diamondbacks did in the bottom of the ninth of the last game of the World Series, which was just amazingly fun. There's no reason to believe that someone else can't do it again, but the Yankees are loaded. Their payroll is $20 million ahead of the second team, the Dodgers. In the offseason, they signed the best pure hitter in baseball, Jason Giambi. In their own division is the number three payroll team, the Boston Red Sox. They've got new owners, new managers. New general manager. A hope always springs eternal in Boston, but what they need is for their stars Nomar Garciaparra and Pedro Martinez to stay healthy. But even so, I don't think they're going to be able to catch the Yankees.
What other teams should we watch?
Well, let's take a look at the San Francisco Giants. Barry Bonds, can he come close at age 39 to duplicating last year's record 73 home runs? The Giants are betting that he'll still be a great player. They're giving him a $90 million four-year deal over in Cincinnati. Another guy that makes a lot of money is Ken Griffey Jr. He's been injured a lot in recent years, so the question is, can he get back on track in his Hall of Fame career? He needs 40 home runs to reach 500, and he's just 32 years old. The New York Mets, they went on a spending spree in the winter. They picked up the steady Roberto Alomar, the second baseman, and first baseman slugger Mo Vaughn. And finally, the two other teams that I think you got to watch, the Minnesota Twins and the Montreal Expos. They were on the chopping block in the offseason, but now Minnesota looks like it might get a new stadium and they may be saved as a franchise. The Expos, I think they're going to be gone after this year, so it'll be a fond farewell.
And we hope they come to Washington.
You do.
Finally, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about baseball's labor mess. The question for fans during all of the offseason was whether there would be a full season this year. That seems to have been answered this week. Right.
Yeah, Commissioner Bud Selig did pledge that the teams would not lock out the players and they would not try to implement their own new economic system during the season, which guarantees that we'll make it through the World Series. The question is, what happens afterward? Will there be a lockout in the offseason? Will there be a strike possibly during the season if the players are afraid that the owners are going to go ahead and try to stick them with their own system that they don't like?
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, John.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays to talk sports.